So, Hare Krishna. It's difficult to imagine that only 2 days ago this room was so full with devotees that it was difficult to find a place. And now it's more peaceful. I would like to greet all of you from my heart to this japa retreat. I was really thinking how I should conduct this workshop, and I decided I would wait until I see all of you and then take an inspiration in the heart. And I've taken the inspiration that I will not make it too difficult for you today, because you are all, we had a long festival, and also I must say I'm still landing somewhere. My feet are not yet on the ground. So we will make it simple. And we will chant a few rounds, huh? What do you think? Have you all completed your 16 rounds? Not 100%. Gua, gua. Hare Krishna, Syamasundari. Ach, ihr Mütter bringt so ein großes Opfer, also, aber es ist aus Liebe, nicht? Dann wird es einfach, oder? Ja. Hare Krishna, Syamasundari, vielleicht sollte ich dir eine private Japa-Klasse geben. Oh Krishna, stell euch das mal vor. Also viele junge Frauen denken, ja, ein Kind zu kriegen. Ach, dann habe ich immer so ein süßes Kind. Aber wisst ihr, dass das heißt, dass ihr kaum noch schlafen werdet? Dass sich alles, aber auch alles, was ihr tut, um ein einziges Zentrum dreht, nämlich euer kleines Kind. Dass ihr wirklich selbstlose Diener werden müsst. Und wenn ihr es nicht werdet, wird euch euer Meister, das Kind, schon zeigen. Also ich sage nur, Haushälter zu sein ist viel schwieriger, als alleine zu bleiben und manchmal sich zu überlegen, ach, vielleicht brauche ich zweite Beisammenkeit. Es ist wesentlich einfacher. Die Haushälter sind viel größere Seelen als die Brahmacharis und Sannyasis, was mich betrifft. Oh, diese Entsagungen. Hare Krishna. So, ihr lieben Devotees, jetzt möchte ich aber die Szene wechseln und euch einladen. Ich möchte euch einladen, mit mir zusammen an den Ozean zu kommen. Oh no, I'm giving in English. Nein, who said I speak in German? Please come with me to the ocean of Puri. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided for the remaining part of his life on this planet Earth. Now, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Namacharya Haridas Thakur, that means the great teacher of the holy name. Haridas needed a tree where he would live under. Haridas Thakur would chant all day, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, this great devotee who would chant the holy name from morning till evening needs some shade. Thinking like this, he one day went to the darshan of Lord Jagannath. And there, after he had taken the darshan and cried and cried, one pujari gave him a toothpick of Lord Jagannath, Zahnstocher. This was just what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed. He took this dead toothpick, went to Haridas Thakur where he was chanting in the sun, put the toothpick in the earth, and said, grow into a tree for my Haridas. And believe it or not, the dead toothpick began to grow and became a shady tree. And today I will show you this toothpick, or let us see, the small brother of this toothpick. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to discuss a very serious question with Haridas Thakur. And he asked him, tell me, how can one most easily be liberated? How is it possible to make the greatest amount of advancement in the most easy way? Would you also like to know this? It would be very practical, isn't it? Roma, this take your notebook out. This is important for your life. Haridas Thakur, when he heard this question, how can we become liberated in the most easy way, started to tremble with ecstasy and weep tears of loving devotion. He touched the lotus feet of the Lord and said, my dear Lord, you are the sun, and I am but a particle of your effulgence. I am so low and insignificant, but nevertheless I should try to follow your command. I will now speak something, but please know, I will only be able to speak what you make me speak. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Haridas Thakur, started to reveal a secret. He said the easiest way of any spiritual discipline is when the spiritual practice is itself the goal of that practice. Or in other words, when there is no difference between the means which you undertake for spiritual realization and the end. When nothing separates the spiritual practice from its goal, then by your mercy, the jiva easily can cross over samsara. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately understood what Haridas Thakur had said, but because maybe you do not 100% understand, I want to make it simple. When there is no difference between the practice which you take to reach the goal and the goal of that practice, then this is the easiest method. And this precisely is the chanting of the holy name. In the chanting of the holy name, the means, that is chanting, is identical with the goal, that means Krishna's lotus feet. Both are absolutely the same. Hare Krishna is identical with Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. The only task which you have is to realize this secret. It is a miracle. And in my little japa talk today, I want to do two things with you. I would like to describe to you what you should do to come to this realization of that Krishna is identical with his holy name. It's a big, big, big subject matter, and I really have to see with you, because we are all a tired audience, so it's not so easy for us. You've heard so much. Maybe I should just tell you a story. Oh, Krishna, please inspire me with your eager expressions. Don't look. Oh, Krishna, there's so many exercises I could do. Gaurahari, can you please get the back sack and the blue notebook? I will do the death meditation because they are so dead. Oh, sorry, this was not meant for you. Yes, because I have to look for it. I will confront you with your own death so that you wake up. That's my only chance today. You know, no theory today. It will be tough for you. Congratulations that you came for this workshop. First of all, let me make... show you the toothpick. This is a toothpick of Lord Jagannath. He has a big mouth, and he goes, and all the grains and everything, the orange peels, goes out. It, for good mouth refreshing taste, it smells, it has natural camphor to refreshen the mouth of Lord Jagannath. You can see it's an absolute dead stick, but Mahaprabhu placed it in the ground, and it grew into a beautiful tree which you can still visit today and witness today. Who has visited Sitambakul tree? Oh, many of you. It's a wonderful tree which gives shade to, which gave shade to Haridas Thakur. There were once some envious Vaishnava, envious Vaishnavas who didn't like Haridas Thakur becoming so famous. So what they did is they told the king that there is a wonderful tree which would be good for a Ratha Yatra car. You please send your soldiers to cut the tree and use it for Ratha Yatra. So the soldiers came that one day, and they started to cut the tree, but blood came from the tree. In this way, they understood, it's a sacred tree, we can't really cut it. And they understood the glories of Haridas Thakur at this tree. So, let me now find my notes for my meditation. I hope it is here. Oh, not on the leg. It was an operated leg, Gaurahari. Oh. Hmm? Yes, thank you very much. See, when you take to the practice of chanting Hare Krishna, it's very, very important that you bring the proper mood to the chanting. Your innere Einstellung or your mental attitude will decide how much you will get from this practice, from the holy name. See, when you chant the holy name, the real chanting happens the moment you feel a relationship with Krishna in the form of the name. In other words, it's not a mechanical process any longer, but it is an active relationship. Prabhupada said, when you chant Hare Krishna, if you chant mechanically, then the effect is not there. Have you ever been in a relationship with a person which was very important for you? Then you know that at every minute of your relationship, the attitude in that relationship decides what comes out of the out of your interaction. For instance, if you say for someone, I love you, a person will go like, "Ooh!" But if you say, I love you, and it comes from the heart, you have a loving attitude, the person will move forward to go into the relationship. So the chanting of the holy name, in chanting the holy name, you do need to have the right attitude towards Krishna's holy name. If it is just a mechanical practice, at that moment, the chanting will not really work for you. You know this when you have in the evening 3 or 4 rounds left, and you just, Krishna, Krishna, oh, I hope I soon go to bed. Ooh, is there something interesting to read, please? And then you go back to your chanting. And if there is such an attitude, the holy name will not really reveal himself. So, when you are not able to make a real devotional atmosphere, you can think that death is coming at every moment. Srila Prabhupada said, so this chanting of Hare Krishna is so important that you can think always that death is coming. Death is at my door. Let me finish my chanting. Let me finish my chanting. Always you should think like that, that death is already coming. So let me chant. Imagine, my dear devotees, if you would be a few moments before your death, you would chant quite intensely. You would really want to take shelter. Isn't it, Radha Kripa? There would be some urgency, in Deutsch, Dringlichkeit, to your chanting practice. So, in all spiritual traditions, we have heard that we should think about our own death. I'm always saying to people that there is one last taboo about which no one ever speaks. People talk freely about their sexuality. People talk freely about everything, especially politics. But there's one thing they don't talk about, their own death. Yes, they have death in their life. They see it every day on the television set. But they don't They never look towards their own death. This is something else. Death, people think, is something which happens to other people, not to me. But your own death, that is something which happens to you, not to somebody else. And so spiritual cultures the world over have thought very much about death being at the door. In yoga, there is a meditation about your own death, which you do, and I will do in a moment such a meditation with you. Also in European philosophy, people would always have a skull on their table to remind them of their own death, philosophers. I visited once one friend of Krishna. His name is Benedict. Benedict has a skeleton in the corner of his study, the room where he... And I asked him, what is this? This is a reminder for me to concentrate on what is really essential in my life. You might have heard about the Emperor Akbar. Akbar paid one servant who came every midday to Akbar and said one sentence. He was paid just to say this sentence. You also, Emperor Akbar, have to die one day. Thank you. Then Akbar stopped everything which he was doing at the moment. He was an emperor of many, many things, and he went away to the mosque. He's a Muslim, but an integrative Muslim, and he started to do his prayers. Because this is the effect when you hear death, you become very, very serious. I remember when I was in Goloka Dham after my surgery, and I heard one of these very, very subtle doctors giving a subtle analysis, and the analysis, it said, you have to die soon, you know. And I was so susceptible and so empfänglich. I remember, Hare Krishna. And I immediately went to Radha Madan Mohan and said, my dear Lord, please work a wonder. Make me Krishna conscious in a few days, please. It was very... I immediately noted how my consciousness reacted to this. So Prabhupada also gave us this idea to think about our own mortality. Be honest, my dear devotee. Left and right from us, people are dying. Now, we have heard one devotee who preached in Germany has left his body. Sahotra Maharaj. And we have heard this devotee left the body. It's really, it will happen to us also. Use the time wisely by focusing on what is essential to you. Now, the mechanical process, the mechanical chanting will not help you, but what will help you is a chanting where you really take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. I always think each morning before I start, this is my chance to be together with Krishna. This is my chance that my heart becomes purified. This is my chance that I become make a little bit more advancement, so to say, in going back home, back to Godhead. I always remember the prisoner in Russia who took one whole year to dig a tunnel so that he could escape. Every day he dug a little bit more, and then when the guards came, he had closed the hole so that no one could see it. Then he went back into the tunnel. So when you chant, you can think like this, that you are making actually an access road back home, back to Godhead. So I would like to do a little death meditation with you. It is very nice. I want to say that while you're doing this, you should aim for a certain state of mind or a certain state of consciousness. And that is, you want to be relaxed and at the same time, you want to be very alert. I have done this meditation a few days ago in Eastern Germany, and Syamachandra was with us, and I believe also Saranandi and Radha Kripa, you were all there. So Gaura Hari was there. This time you will hear it in English, and this time it will be much easier for you, because you have done it already one time. Is it possible for you to, would you like to do this? It will be intense, no problem. So if you are ready to begin, make yourself comfortable. Find a good position on your cushion. You will be very safe because Lord Narsingadev is with us. Please bring your spine in the upward position. And appreciate that you are an expert at relaxing yourself. Every night you do this when you go to sleep. Be a little bit conscious of your own body and use the rhythm of your breathing to help you move into a deeper state of relaxation. Close your eyes and get into a rhythm of breathing. I have a count for four counts, and then during this time, 1, 2, 3, 4, you should inhale, and then I will count again 4 times, and this is the length of your exhaling. Please start your inhale now. 1, 2, 3, 4, out. 1, 2, 3, 4, in. 1, 2, 3, 4, out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Please do this on your own. Practice this breathing, to inhale on the count of 4 and to exhale on the count of 4. It will take about 2 minutes for you to get into the rhythm. Please practice. I will get back to you soon. aim for a very deep inhale and a deep exhale. Both on the count of four. Find your own rhythm. I know it's hard work, but you will see the effects in a moment. Now just breathe freely as it comes. No counting. Only make your breathing even, gleichmäßig in Deutsch. Your eyes are closed, but try to see yourself in the temple room. If you have forgotten how your environment looks, you can just open your eyes for a minute or moment. The idea is that you can feel inside the temple room. Okay. Now, very gently, begin to imagine yourself growing older. You begin to approach the age in which you will leave this body. Begin to imagine that you are 1 year before your own death. How is your health? What is going on in your life? Are you doing the same things which you do now in your life? And please ask yourself a question. We are 1 year prior or before our own death. Are you ready to die? If you are not ready to die, what do you need to do or say at this time to some people, 1 year before your death, so that you can peacefully go? Okay. And now begin to imagine or think about yourself 6 months before your own death. What is going on in your life? Try to see people, activities, where you live, what is going on in your life. And at this time, are you ready, in Deutsch, bereit, to die? 6 months. If not, what do you need to say at this time to be ready to die? Maybe you need to close some things, to finish some things, to say goodbye to some people. Maybe you need to change your life, to live more spiritual. And now, begin to imagine yourself 1 month before your own death. How is your health? And what is going on in your life? You are 1 month before your death. Are you now ready to die? And if not, what do you need to do or say so that you are getting ready and without any worries, problems, and attachment, you can go? Now, begin to imagine yourself 1 week before you will die. How are you feeling? What is going on around you? One week you have time. Are you ready to die? My dear devotees, finally the day has arrived. The day of your own death. Where are you? Who is there with you? What is being said? On the day of your death, are you ready to die? If not, what do you need to do or say at this time to be ready now begin to imagine that the time of your death is arriving. Feel that the energy in your body is beginning to leave your body. It flows from the feet, up, 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 and out, through the top of your head. Please remain relaxed. Don't fight against it. Relax and breathe. Surrender. The energy is going up, up and out to the top of your head and out of your head. Everything is fine, just fine. It's all right. Everyone is going through this, and you have gone through this many, many times before, but you have forgotten. Think as you leave the body about wonderful things, uplifting things, highlights in your life. Maybe some important relationships to you. Maybe some wonderful events in your life. A visit to a holy place and what you experienced there. The good things, uplifting things. Your soul is now up above your body. You are up above your body. Look back down at the body which you have just left behind. And move forward. No more looking back. There's a wonderful light around you. The light of Krishna's mercy. And you go slowly away from planet Earth. There's a wonderful energy around you, which makes you feel comfortable and secure as you go higher and higher above the Earth. Oh, you're so high. You can see the bending of the surface of the earth. Erdkrümmung in German. You go higher and higher until you see the whole earth. How does it feel to be here? Surrounded with this wonderful energy. From here, look back over the events of your life. What are the things you really appreciated? What are some of the things that you are truly thankful for? And looking back over your life, what are some of the regrets that you have? Something you feel sorry about? Are there some things that you wish you had done differently? Imagine if you had to live your life all over again the next time. What would you make truly important? What are the projects you would focus on? And now, very comfortably and very gently, begin to imagine your energy, your spirit soul, coming back towards the earth. You come closer to planet Earth. Very gently and very comfortably, you come back to the building on the farm. Your soul comes comfortably back into the temple room. And imagine your spirit very gently and comfortably coming back into your body. You are back. Move your body a little back and forth, please. Make yourself comfortable. Slowly, slowly become aware of the people in the room around you. Listen to the sounds and the light. And most important, look at Lord Nrsingadev. Krishna, Krishna. When you think about your own death, and from that position look at your life, then you know what is truly important. Not only you know this from the head, you feel it. You feel like, just like when I heard the super sensitive doctor explaining, you will die soon, giving such a news. I immediately felt, oops, I have this time now. Let me use it properly. So it's only because our mind is so often pulled away from the unessential things that we just don't focus on our chanting of the holy name. I would like to use the opportunity now with all of you to chant one round in this consciousness that Krishna has given us time, That's really the most important thing we have. Time for our spiritual practice. Let us use it properly. Let us take full shelter at the holy name. Let us chant before the deity of Lord Narsingadev, sincerely asking that he accepts us in the service. We will just do this, chant this one round together. This time we will not chant in one voice. We will just chant in our natural own development speed. Then I will tell you some last instructions for this workshop. Please start now and please remain here. Only if you have to quickly go to the bathroom, that's possible. But otherwise, please quickly come here, stay, because that, you know, we will create a certain group energy. You will see, because now we have just had an experience, and it's much, our energy will be different than when you were sitting. I can already see you. You are looking a little bit more alert. Finally, something has happened with my dead audience. They have come alive. Hare Krishna. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Madhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Sri Singhadeva ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Actually, for the materialist, death is a frightening experience. For the devotee of Krishna, death is not frightening. And Prabhupada gave us the analogy that for the rat, the mouth of the cat is the cruel jaws of death. But for the little kitten, Katzenkind, the same mouth which is so much feared by the rat, is an affectionate gesture, or is an affectionate means to carry the kitten from one place to another. So for the rat-like materialist, Hare Krishna, the death is the worst thing he can imagine. For a surrendered devotee who has Krishna in the heart, the death will just carry him from one place to the next. So, I would like to end by reading you again this quotation of Srila Prabhupada. That sometimes it is very helpful to get into a mood of urgency to think that death is coming at every moment. So this chanting, says Prabhupada, it's in Vrindavan, of Hare Krishna is so important that you can think always that death is coming, death is at my door, let me finish my good chanting, let me finish my chanting. Always you should think like that, that death is already coming, so let me chant, let me chant. But there are other things to awaken your mood, the good mood or the good inner attitude for chanting Hare Krishna. And I wanted to speak about this today, but I could see it is somehow not a good, this is not a very attentive energy after a festival. So I'm thinking, what is about tomorrow? maybe we can check what is with the morning. Morning class is much easier for most of us than the afternoon. I will make inquiries what is going on. I also have a question to Sadbuja Prabhu. I was so much hoping that our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj is coming.
He's arriving at 5 o'clock in the airport.
Oh, good.
He wasn't
in the plane in the meantime. Our Maharaj. Very, very much active. Wonderful. So now then we will ask him tomorrow to address us in the morning for the morning class. Okay, then we will see each other in the afternoon. It would be nice if you take a little rest before. No, now the festival is over. You can rest, but if you come with so much endeavor, then it's... Let me see, do you have any... Oh, it's already 6 o'clock. Any very quick questions? Yes, one question. Is there another question? Was ist die beste Stimmung? What is the best mood in which one should chant? Should one cry and beg and... There's something with moods. You just can't tell your mind what to think or in what mood it comes. Especially if you're Mataji, the mood will just tell you what to think. In the Shastras it is said that you should cry for Krishna like a child cries for the mother. And there is, you know, there's a certain thing. When a child cries without meaning it, the mother will not come. If the child means it, if the crying comes from the heart, the mother will immediately arrive. So, what we look in chanting for is genuine moods. Genuine feelings. I just read a few days ago Bhagavad Acha Marichi Mala from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he said that one should chant like a little bird who cries for the mother bird, or like a calf who's eager to come to the cow to feed, to be fed, or like a wife who's absent from her husband and who really wishes her husband to come back from his long journey. So in all these examples, you will find an increasing amount of eagerness, right? From the bird to the wife, the eagerness is increasing, you know, like this is the bird, this is the calf, this is the wife. It's increasing in intensity. So, you must somewhere start. That's the idea of this shloka. And today we offered you the death meditation. That's where you think about your own situation in the life. Just to start with your eagerness for Krishna. But much better is to read the prayers of the acharyas and become influenced by them, these powerful prayers. And tomorrow we will hear something about this. Yes? Okay, everything is clear. Go to Hari.
You were
Krishna, then you say, to realize that, then you say, I will tell you a story. Could you give us some hints how to realize this oneness between the name and Krishna himself? How can you realize that the name is non-different?
How can we realize that the name is non-different from Lord Krishna? This is only possible on the level of love, Gaura Hari. When you have love for Krishna, then you realize it immediately. When you have this feeling of love, then the name means something for you. Even like in this world, when a person loves another person, and the name of the person is mentioned, then that person is immediately excited or moved. Imagine a young lover who loves a girl, let us call the girl Maike. We have a Maika, but this is Maike. And someone mentions this name in a discussion, and immediately, you know, immediately there's some blushing, and because the name, that person associates immediately his beloved one. So on the level of love or things which have to do with love, like gratitude, when we hear Krishna's name, then we immediately think of Krishna and it becomes one. But if our hearts are cold to Krishna, it will not happen. Great devotees, when they hear the name of their beloved Krishna, they start to dance and to chant. And it's like when Narada Muni in Brihad Bhagavatamrita spoke about Lord Rama, Hanuman, who heard just the name, started to jump up into the sky and dance in the sky. And Narada Muni immediately flew into the sky, and they danced together and embraced each other in the sky. They couldn't keep peaceful. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes such a song. He says, when I hear the name of Krishna, my feet start to move. I can't stop the feet. This is when you have love for Krishna. Now I'm always telling the devotees that it's not so easy to just love Krishna, but it's easy to feel grateful. Thank you. Grateful to Krishna. And also when you feel grateful to Krishna, you just, the real art in chanting is really that you make a connection between the name and the person. That's the principle. And that connection should be made out of love or gratitude or just something. I always chant before my very beautiful deities, and when I chant before the deities, I have such wonderful deities. When you see them, you cannot stop your heart from thinking, oh, how beautiful Krishna is today. Look at this beauty. It's amazing. And you immediately relate the name, and some life comes into the name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talked very much about the life of the name. He said, the name will be a material name when there is no spirit in it. No spirit of devotion. That's the secret of Krishna consciousness. Depending on your consciousness, you will realize things about Krishna consciousness. When you have no consciousness for it, like, you know, sometimes people come in the temple and they expected something else, and then always Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. then it doesn't fascinate them. It doesn't interest them. I sometimes have this when I like so much Krishna Leela, when I tell it and there are materialists around, then I just can't continue, because they don't feel anything. They don't like Krishna. With pastimes of Krishna, oh no, oh, imagination, fairy tale. They feel like this, and you feel like this, and then your tongue stops. They can't talk. You cannot talk any longer. Hare Krishna. It's good. Now we will end here. I thank you very, very much for attending this course. A course is not the... Really, if you want to have the full experience of the Japa workshop, please do come for a workshop. These are really, let me say, they're just... I'm just trying to make your... to whetten your appetite. But please do come for such a thing. It's very, very helpful for your chanting. So we will stop here. All the best. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. Krishna, 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 Krishna.